Shir Lamed Hei and Ksuvos Yud Zayin Kislev Hei Tov Shin Mem Beis, December 13th, 1981, on Sunday.
Whether it's Mutter for the Bey or Kilo, it's Shum of the Shabbos and Ab. So the value is in two ways. The first Roshi in the Gemara, the value is first, in the Gemara Shari is whether it's Mutter for Kilo or Habuel. Now, if it's Mutter for Kilo, so then it doesn't involve any Hei and a Habuel. If it's Habura Me'arba, so it involves the Melacha of Habura. So in Tinsalena, so the first Lashon, the Gemara is assuming, the Dam is Mitkepot. So it doesn't involve any Issa of Habura, the Melacha of Habura. But maybe it's the Pesach of Tzolk. So it involves an Issa of Binyan, of Pesach, of making Pesach. And even if we say that the Dam of Tzolk, but it might still involve a Misa of Pesach, because if Pesach is made, but then the question is whether Allah is like Hashina, or Allah is like Habibe. So if we say that Allah is like Hashina, so the Hashina is having Zuta, as long as he is having to make a Pesach, even though in Pesach is formed, so it's Matosa, or meaning Allah is like Habibe. And then, even if we say that Allah is Kabyudeh, but in this particular case, it might still be Mutah, because he's Mikauke. So the question is he Mikauke, or is he Misaki? That's the first question. The second question is, we are assuming that it involves a lot of Habur. But the question is, maybe it's Mutah, because he is not Mishavim to make Habur, he is only Mishavim on his Atzme. So it's not Hashem is having, but if the Allah is not Rabbi Yudeh, so it's still Oser. Or we could say that even according to Rabbi Yudeh, it's Mutah, because it's Mikalke, so he's a Mikalke or he's a Mishaki. Alright. So the Gemara says, so, Bibiha Bamre, Rab Shor, Ushmuel Oser, Benadoro Amre, Rab Oser, Ushmuel Shor. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, v'simonoch, eilu makiru l'atzmon, v'eilu makiru l'atzmon. Because Meradoye was the Asra of Shmuel. So they said, and they have to act in accordance with the Tzak of the Morad Asra of Shmuel. So maybe they said, well, v'eilu l'atzmon, they according to Meradoye, Shmuel is makir. And since Shmuel is there, and Shmuel is their Morad Asra, so they are Mutah, but in Surah, so Rav was the Morad Asra. So they said they have to act in accordance with the Tzak of Rav. So they said that Rav is Shom. We see more of Hilma Tzak of Rav. The Morad doesn't mean Chas v'Shom that the Chachomim in Surah said that way in order to be allowed to do it, Chas v'Shalom. As a sinner, in order we should remember, we should not mix it up. So it turns out, but it's a matter of coincidence, that Eimon Mekir L'Atzmon Eimon L'Atzmon, but that doesn't mean that that was the motivation of the Chachomim in Adoye, of the Chachomim, the Rabbonon in Surah. Say, the Chachomim in Adoye, the Rabbonon of Adoye, said that Shmuel is Matiya, because they held by that. They were convinced that Shmuel is Matiya. But in order to remember, so we should remember that everyone, that it happens, coincidentally it happens, that Eilu Makim L'Atzmon was, not Chas v'Shalom, that the Gemara is explaining that they deliberately, you know, quoted Shmuel in such a way. So you know, the Kashi of Rav Shore, oh, my Rav Sine Bachinski, and it's in the Rav. Number eight. If Rav Shore, so on what basis should it be Shore? On what basis should it be Shore? Because we pass through our Shabshine. The Dovashim is Chave and is Muta. So is it so that Rav passes like Shabshine, that Dovashim is Chave and is Muta? I'm Rav Sine Bachinski, and it's in the Rav. Hayu so chayse din zayse osu adike din metode. So, in other words, if you have a chobis, a keilah, and in which you keep the beer, so, and then, and so Mitzchayzen and Zaisen, he must make a division, he is in a sheikha, there are a we say, Satan may say, we know it God. So in other words, suppose there is a necket in the cave, and you use a wedge in order to plug it, to cover it, to stop it. So you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, the same thing. So you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because when you push in a wedge, a cloth, in the necket to plug it, so in the melee, you are bound to squeeze out the wine from the thread, from the cloth, so in the melee you will be there a mocha of schritte. What kind of mocha is it? It's a basically discussion. But when he pushes in, when he plugs the necket with the cloth, his kavone is not to squeeze out any wine, his kavone is just to plug the necket. To cover the neck, to stop the neck. But the melee, the wine squeezed out. So it's a Gavosh in Yisrael. So obviously, that the Rav passed this like a Jude, that even though he's not Yisrael to squeeze out the wine, but he does something out of which the Shchita will be done, so the melee is awesome. So it's a rayon of the Rav passes like a Jude, the Gavosh in Yisrael was awesome. So how could Rav say that it's mutter to be bayer between of the Shabbos, even though he makes a chabura, because it's a double sheime mischare, but Rav seems to pass him like a Jude, Gavosh in Yisrael was awesome. So you know what I say? No. But Rav passes him like a Shime, Gavosh in Yisrael was mutter. But then you ask, so why does Rav say you cannot use a cloth to plug the necket in the tele? Because he will necessarily squeeze out the wine from there. When he pushes in the cloth, he will necessarily wring out the wine, he will squeeze out the wine from the cloth, because it's all saturated with wine. So what is going to be happening, the answer is, here it's 100%. It's pushing in the cloth in the necket necessarily entails squeezing out of the wine from the cloth. So it's made of shim secretion. So Mahi after Rav Shimon made a Bible on the Tabaye, made of Rav Shimon, the secretion of yours. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Und so heißen die Weißes, die sind nicht eben geniesch, und sind nicht immer noch heute. Die sind nicht, ein sie die Gmöhe in Godin, und so hat die Kommisch ins Kito, mehr als sie mehr, aber kann jenisch, sie der Kiel war toll, Kiel und Kamp. But here, bei Habure, it's not a situation. Why is it a situation? Because it's possible to be there in such a way that you will not make the Habure. But toll. So the melee, if we pass to Rosh Hashanah, so it's good. Fine. The Oma Rav Kriya Barashe, the Rav Aloha Kriya Biyude, so Rav Kriya Barashe said explicitly, in the name of Rav, that Aloha Yidla Kriya Biyude. So how can we say that Rav Ishore, how can we be Rav say that Rav Ishore, that we be Yom Kriya, Rav Kriya Barashe, Rav Kriya Barashe, Rav Kriya Barashe, Rav Kriya Barashe, Rav Amar Aloch Ekrabiyude, Shmuel Amar Aloch Ekrabshimen. So the Gemara says, Leil Amar Rav Ekrabiyude. But then, so, how can the Rav say, if the Rav say, that Rav is matter to the day of the Trio, if Rav himself passed on like a few days? Lahach Rishu Ben Adam Mishke Poki Mikalko Uitzu Atez. Lahach Rishu Ben Adam Chapurna Ba Mikalko Ba Chapur. Because the Gemara mentioned different ways why it should be put down. So even if we say that Aloha Kerab Yude, that Dorshin is Chavim is Osea, but it still could be Mutah to be there with Chil of Shabbos, because he's in the cult. Alright. Aloha Kerab Yude Ben Yishavim, Rav Yishmoyal, Rav Yishmoyal, Rav Yishmoyal, Rav Yishmoyal, Rav Yishmoyal, Rav Yishmoyal, Now, I said on Friday, I mean that's how it has to be explained. In other words, it's not Ishari Mitzias. Mitzias is what it is. It seems, that it is a Chabura, because Bilas Psuo, Bitrio, involves the removal of the membrane. So that, it produces dam. So it is a Chabura. But the Shayanis, Al-Tidin, it might not be considered as Chayyar, because it's a natural thing for this membrane to be removed. So merely it's not considered Chayyar, told of the Shayyar. Whatever Meloche, Chabume is, so Al-Tidin, is it considered Chayyar or it's not considered? But Chayyar is Chayyar. And what? It's not one of their ones, it's Loches Chayyar. So it has to be told. So the told of which one? Kind the Chabume Eloichi Pirsha Rashi. The Pirsha Rashi, the Pirsha Rashi, the Chayyar Yishim Tzibaya. Gabi Ches Shotzi. The Tone Hosso Mitzvah Adam. Afo Pirsha Leyotzi. So Rashi Yishim Shotzi says that is a Chabume is Chayyar as the told of Tzibaya. Because there it's mentioned that the Chesh Hotzim, the Tevaneria, so Mitzvah Adam, after Bishon Yotzim, it didn't come, but it became dried up. So Mitzchayim. So Rashi says, by Mitzchayim, even though the dam did not come out, because where is Mitzvah Adam, so the color of the skin changes. So Mitzchayim, he is Chayyar Mishim today. Because of it, the baby trait of Mishmai, the baby time of Shosh Chotim, almost much in the Adam, the Hashte, Hosho Maitse Veyayike. So, the Mogen Yechon says that there is a difference between Chayyar and Chabur in the Shemina Shotim that have a real skin, a real area. So there is Chayyar if the dam does not come out. And if the dam is just the same as it is, because it's Mitzradah, and Mashiach came, Shosh Hotzimum was in the don't have any area. So then he's only hired if it's a Chabure, whereby the dam comes outside. But if the dam is not Yetzei, so then he's not hired. But even if he doesn't have any area, so if the dam don't go outside, it's higher. So according to Rashi, the chiyuv of Chabure is on the score of the Torah of Tzeveya, so Bishrei there is an area, so then the dam is Mitzrayim, without the dam coming outside. So it changes the color, the mark of the area of the skin changes. So it can be higher Mishrei Tzeveya. But Shoshoshi, they do not have any area. So there is no dying of the area. So even if the dam did come out, why is Chayyar Mishim Tzeveya? So he said, Mishmai Tzeveya Tanyu Shosh Chosu Mos Mashi Yotzu Meada, Vahashu Hosu Mai Tzeveya Ike, Holes Rei, Veochel Name, Mai Tzvi Ike, Veha Chabure, and the same Kashi is, regarding the Chabure of Bilas Mitzle, by Psoot. There is no Tzvi, when he, let's say, he inflicts a wound, let's say on the hand. So then the color of the skin changes. But in the bleeding of Bilas Mitzvah, so there is no dying of the skin. So anyway, how can it be mechuyev? How can it be mechuyev? Mishum told of the death. And then we say that in Mila, every Mila involves a Mila of Chabure, but when you allow a child, there is no dying of the skin. So why is it high? So what we have to say, what we have to say is that Rashi doesn't mean that Zviya is the exclusive Mechayek of Chabur. Rashi says that Yishmele Shchotzi in connection with the case of Eise Chabur of Bechesh Shchotzi. So the Aruchim is Afo Pishaloi Yotzada. He is also Chayek. Afo Pishaloi Yotzada. So he is also Chayek. So Rashi was bothered by the Kashi. If lo yotza adam, why should the chayek? No, right. So Rashi says, in the case of lo yotza adam, just nitzcha adam, so then the chayek is on the score of tzedek. Mashiachim in the case of yotza adam, then we don't have to resort to tzviya. Then we can be mechuyev on the score of some other law. In other words, so now let's see how Tesis explains the Mechayel of Chabur. So Tesis says, one second please, let me finish the Tesis first. So Tesis says that the Mechayel of Chabur is Mitzvah Rishon. Because Adam Ua Nefesh, so when you draw out the blood, and even in the case of Riyot Adam, but it's Nisera Motzeis, it came out from the circulatory system. But it didn't. It dried up, it clotted, the blood clotted. But it did come out from the circulatory system. So Mele, he is higher than the score of the first Neshome, because Hadamavich, that's the Shite, and then the Shite of Moshe Shem. The Rambam Shite is that Chabur is higher, Mishum Dosh, Mishum Yifarech. In other words, there's Loch of Dosh. In other words, if somebody refreshes the grain, so that's in Loch. That's in Loche. And let's say somebody squeezes out the wine, the grape juice, from the grapes, or he squeezes out the oil from the olives. So that's Mifarich. So in other words, so what is the essential feature of the Melachas Dosh the essential feature of the Melacha of Dosh of Mifarich consists in one of two ways. Either when you squeeze out the eichel from the tzeres from the eichel, the eichel from the tzeres, that's dosh from the fresh grain, or if you squeeze out the mashke from the eichel, when you squeeze out the juice from the grapes, the oil from the olives. So that's the essential feature of dosh mifarek. In other words, the dosh mifarek manifests itself in one of two ways. Either by squeezing out the psyllus from removing the impurity from the eichel, that's in Dosh, in Dishem Amish, or by squeezing out the mashke from the eichel. When you squeeze out the juice from the grapes, the oil from the olives. Now here, so when you make a habure, so then you squeeze out the blood from the circulatory system. So it's like squeezing out the juice from the grapes, the oil from the olives. That's according to most Rishonim. So Chayvei is Chayvei, as he told there of the Tumas Rishonim, because Hadam Ua Nefesh. So it means to a certain extent, if you squeeze out blood, even if the blood doesn't come outside, even if the blood clots, but it is the same as Adam says, so in effect, Yamika the Mishon, because the blood system represents the basic element of life. So Mimele, to a certain extent, it's considered like taking away the life. So Mimele, Rashi could agree with the Shittas Rambam, could agree with the Shittas Tesis. And Rashi only says Michayev Mishim Tzeveya in the case of Nitzchar Adam. In the case where the Dam, so he said that in the case of Nitzchar Adam, the lawyer. Because in the case of Yotza Adam, so then it's a Tzeves Mishon. He took out from the system, from the organism. He squeezed out blood. So So you can be chayav b'shutos nishome, or you can be chayav mishumifarik, like squeezing out the juice from the grapes, the oil from the olive. Yes, so that's, or it can, Rashi can be explained according to the Shkizarama. So in other words, so in the case of Yotzadam, so it's like mifarik. I mean, that's what I said, according to the Shkizarama. So in other words, so if it's Yotzadam, it's like squeezing out the juice. And if Rashi Shita is like tasteless, so in the case of Yotzadam, so it means he kills life. He removes the life element from the living organism. But if it's not Yotzadam, the dam was just, we say all of things, and the dam clotted. So the melee, he didn't take out the basic element of life from the organism, because it remained in the system, but it flattened. So the male, it's not just the shomer, and it's not analogous to the farik, the dosh. So the question is, why is by sheshoti, or any organism that is higher than sheshoti, that had a male, so even if no yotzadam is higher, so Rashi explained it on the basis of Tzeveya, because he dyes the skin where it's Nitzcha Adam, where the blood clotted, so it seems so there is a change in the marrow, in the appearance of the skin. Mashiach, in the case of Bilas Mitzvah, so there is no dyeing, but then we don't have to resort to Tzeveya. There, so the dam is Yeitze, if the dam is Yeitze, so it can be higher on the score of Bilas Mitzvah, or on the score of Mifar. Alright. בכן זה אביך בורד עם נראה, הוא נשאי אצלי, ואין זה על כל חוף נשימו את נקטיים האחים האלה, יפיר כל כל מקום מה, תשאיך את המחאי בשביל צבאי, אלו משום תלס נשום, אל מותאי לבך בורד, הרי משום תלס נשום, תלכום מה שמואל עושום. So, שמואל, הכל איתי שמואל וזנדתם, because שמואל says, that שייכי, there is a מחלקס in כל גודל ביטוי רב עם שמואל. So Rav says, So this is the Gemara, in case this is referring. Void al kol koch mishmuel, ike taina achine, di fir kol 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 ma di sheikh ibn chai mishim tzedaya, elu mishum mitras mishome, alu mitu taim nechabu lehava mishim tzedas mishome, ki dvom ma shmuel oso. According to what he said, there is no kashe, according to Rashi, because Rashi is coming made it. That where the dam does come out when you share, then that a lot of dam comes out. So then, and I mean, of course, there is certainly because Shom and there is because Shom and Amish. So, come a shmur ben af, go on, my rosa mishin to the yahad is into their come. Would you ask Shom? But I mean, this is no kashe del Rambam. Because here the Gemara, the Rambam says, Chabu is chayiv mishim yifar, not mishim tos yishom. Why? Because mishim tos yishom means mishim tos yishom. Manage. But when you make Chabu, so it's not, there is no mishim tos yishom. But here the Gemara discusses sheikhin. Sheikhin, the manage kills the vein. So there is mishim tos yishom and manage. Ki yikom ha-shimu l'osho. V'rad yom ha-osho mishim tos yishom. Mishim tos yishom. Mishim tos yishom. So in other words, so he rejects Rashi. Mishim tos yishom. אין מפורי טיימי שמה קושי, שמה חלישה, ומאיתה קצת נשמו זה. So, so case she is, that חבו חבר is higher than she does the shom. So then there is a מחלקת השם. Why is חבר higher than she does the shom? So there is one possible shot that Chilul is Chayav Shmos Nishamei, because when you take out blood, even little blood, so then you weaken the organ. We can also say your mattress, so that's why it's considered a blood shot. So Pesach says, no, that's not a shot. So it was Nishamei before the time, Shemach Kosh, Shemach Mishim, and Yitzhak Mishmosei, Yohochim Tov, Chush is a Nishamei. So here, it doesn't, it's not China. And Gemara considers the possibility that Be'el Be'as Mitzvah by Psoro is higher Mishim Chabure, and that is Mishim Tov Nishamei. And here, it's not China to say, Makrish, Nisha, Umiu Nisirado, become a Voche. So what did he say? So Jesus says, even for the time Shemach Kosh, Shemach Mishim, Yudu Tzach Mishmosei, the Voche Mitzorich Mishmish is a Nisha. In other words, Pesach doesn't say that here is not Machos Nisha. Maybe, by the Asmitra too, as a result of the blood coming out, maybe he is Machos Nisha, but he's not interested in that. So the middle age should be in the Loch HaShem Tzach Olgum. If we are going to say, that Chayver is higher than the Tzach of the Tzach Nishon. And why is he the Tzach of the Tzach Nishon? Because he is Machos the person. So he could still say that here is Machir Nisha, but that's not his motive to be Machir Nisha. So in the way, it's in the Loch HaShem Tzvi Eidupo. So it should not involve according to Rachina, and takes this past this like Rachina. So in the way, the Gemara has to accord with the Hilchas. You see, the Rambam doesn't pass like Rachina. He passed like Rachina, the Loch HaShem Tzvi Eidupo is high. But cases and most machines, they pass through like Rashina. Lohash and Tzvi Gupa is Potter. Now, if the Aloha is like Rashina and the Lohash and Tzvi Gupa is Potter, so the Mele all, so the Gemara has to accord with the Yukas. You cannot say that the whole Gemara, the whole discussion with the Gemara shall end with the Yukas. So the Mele, so the question is, so how did the Gemara say that possibly Bilas Mitzvah involves a Lohash of Chabune? If Chabure is Yitzhak Nishamei, so, and Yitzhak Nishamei is constituted by the fact that he's Machshir the person, so we can grant that here is also Machshir the Isha. But at the same time, he's not interested in that, so Lo Hashem Tzvi Eidupo. So he says, that's not such a kasha, against kasha. Umiu Yisuma Dikoma Hocha Yitzhak Nishamei Rabbah. So we can say, the Dima Hanan, that Chabure is Chayim Mishintom Yitzhak Nishamei. Why he is always doing Shomei? Because he is Machish. And here, he is also Machish. But he is not interested in being Machish in Isha. That's not his purpose. That's not his objective. In other words, if a person, he's just not a person in anger, because he's angry at him, so he wants to be Machish. He wants to hit him. He wants to injure him. So then it's in the Lohach Tzvi Eidupo. If we say that the Chabure is involved with the Shomei on the basis of the fact that he's Machish, but here he's not interested in being Machir Nisha, so maybe it's in Loch HaShem Tzvi Eidupo. So why should he be in Loch? The answer is, in Hanan, the Gemara doesn't say that possibly he'll be Chai V'chatos from Bilas Mitzvah. The Gemara says there is a possibility that it's Osa. Loch HaShem Tzvi Eidupo is Potter, but the Rabbon is Osa. So maybe there isn't. So there is no Raya from this Gemara. But there is a raya from the Gemara of Mila. The Gemara says that Mila involves in Loche Raisa. And the only reason is why Mila this manu is Mutea is because of the special verse of Kosovo. But Mila shows this manu is Osa. So, Mila Raisa Osa. So, obviously, it's in Loche Raisa. But by Mila too, of course, it goes without saying that when you are now the child, you are marking the child. But you're not interested in being a good child. It is done, and it's the one who does it, I mean, is very unhappy about the fact that the child is mikhaj. So, it's again, so it's in Loch HaShem Tzvi Eidupo, and it's in Loch HaShem Tzvi Eidupo. So, why do we have to resolve this special for Sakoso and Miri Mikhaj Shabbos? Without this special for Sakoso, it should be Mutan Ibn Aisei to be Balan Shabbos, because the Loch is not in Loch Ibn Aisei in the case of Miri. Avadabu Miri Mashma, ויהיתי סורי דרייסה, קצת דם, יאמרים המקרק חבר עזר, חיים נדורי מי צקם דהו, ומעברים אומר, דגמור עשה סדתי חימי יאו, does not make me tite, so we have to fire him with the nail. Shite, says the Gemara, says the Gemara, the Kash, we become halacha as a Shabbos. The male has to be mated, the dam, suck out the dam from the king's head. What do you mean to take it all? I mean, whenever your mouth, so there's blood. So why do you have to make the tite? So the answer is, the tite means that you have to suck out the dam, draw out the dam, from the king's head. So that has to be done to me. So the Mishnah says, Omar Akrope, how do you do a mighty sakanto? We are Babino, we have to be fired as a mayor. If he doesn't make it, Pshite, it's more of a question. We become Haula Shabse, Sakamel. In view of the fact that we do it on Shabbos, so obviously it's necessary for the safety of the child. In other words, to suck out the blood, in order that, because without sucking out it, the blood, so the child might get, infection, I mean, blood poisoning maybe. So melee, because if he can be in sakana for the child, so then he wouldn't be allowed to drink a Shabbos. You know, from this Gemara, it's Masha. I mean, the Ugen Rabbonim, a bit Mahmurim, but Rav Chaim was convinced that Mitzitze is not an integral part of the Mitzvah of Mila. It's not an integral part of the Mitzvah of Mila. The brother-in-law of Rakhali, the late Rabbi Israel Reed, I mean the father of the late Ramatoli Tzvi, who was born in Kenya many years in America. So his father was the brother-in-law of Rakhali. In other words, Rakhali's wife, my grandmother, and Rabbi Israel Reed's wife were sisters. They are both daughters of the full chapter. I mean, they are sisters, I mean, to the same father, but for different mother. So Rabbi Israel Reed had a child born in Minsk, and in those days, that was in probably 1912 or 1910, I mean, so Minsk was a modern city, and it was already the practice for women to give birth in a hospital. Means. So in the hospital they did not allow any mitzvah to be there. They did not allow any mitzvah to be there. So the soil reed, they couldn't do it in the hospital and in those days when a woman gave birth, so she was not allowed to leave the hospital. I mean until a few weeks after she gave birth to the child, not like today. So since the hospital forbade Mitzitzebitek, because of the possibility maybe the male has an infection, contagious disease, so then the child will become infected, and it makes sense this time, because there were cases where children were infected with the contagious disease, many cases. So it doesn't apply to Chicago, because the government Miser does not have any contagious disease. So you shouldn't mention that I said that there is a possibility. But there were many cases, and that's the reason as to why the hospital forbade it. So the soil leaf, so decided to postpone the brief. So the Chaim was so angry at his brother. I mean, the battle in Mitzvah, the Arise, because of who is for it, he says, Mitzitze, in other words, we did allow Mitzitze, but Mitzitze the Queen, not Mitzitze. Not mitzitze bipeh, they didn't allow it. So in other words, so Han said, mitzitze is not an integral part of the mile, of the mitzitze mile. Hatokas dambris, that is an essential part of the mitzvah of mile. But mitzitze to suck out of the blood, when kings are hating, that's not an integral part. The Gemara says here, Simone decía, hay un de mal sacone, y si te viene un tipo de car, o de mitzvah o mire, so you want us to mention sacone? Let's say, suppose the male makes the chichas ole, he removes the foreskin, and he doesn't make clear. So of course he has to be violent, because more will the Torah kill the more. So the more, wait, that's the same, because sacone, here the Gemara says the only reason as to why the male has to be violent is because it's sacone for the child. He endangers the life of the child if he doesn't make me sit and the king is our king. So it's not an integral part of the mitzvah. And so it's only because of sacone, of course the sacone is important, but as far as removing the sacone is concerned, so what difference does it make whether you make the mitzvah with your mouth or you make the mitzvah with the tail? On the contrary, I mean, so they felt, many people felt, that when there is no control over the male, now today, so people know, so it's easy, it's relatively easy to check out whether a person has a contagious disease, he takes tests, but in those days, there was no way, you know, of determining whether he has a contagious disease or not by taking tests. So I'm talking from the point of view of Sakone, so it was better to make the mitzvah decree. He was very angry at first, but in the Rabbanim, they will not convince them. I mean, they all passed without any exception, even the late Satna Rebbe, who was the God of the Tehran, was the big God of the Tehran. He was the Boki Bishas. But he also passed it many times that the proper thing is to postpone Milad's manor in order to have Mitzvah. So from this Gemara, so it's a raya, and that was the raya that Chachai mentioned, that Mitzvah, Mitzvah Zachinki, is not an integral part of Milad, has nothing to do with Milad. If he won't make any mitzvah whatsoever, he will be carrying the mitzvah of Milad completely. But it's a meaning of Sakone. Now, as far as Sakone is concerned, the Gemara doesn't even say that it has to be, the mitzvah has to be repaired. The Ramah does mention who makes it, because that was the derech, I mean, that's the way they did it. And it's not even known whether they had the kever in those days, in the days of the Ramah. The Gemara doesn't mention that they have to be made to repair. The Gemara says, Hayimim l'mayit sakanti. The Ramah mentions, that's why the Ngei Rabbanim are so, I mean, machia in the Gabbah. But the Ramah mentions that was the practice. But doctors are certainly competent to determine the question of sakone, I mean, when there is no Gemara to the contrary. So, and doctors say on the contrary, and it makes good sense, because Mitzvah Dikeh is just as effective as Mitzvah Dikeh. But if Chas V'Sholem the male has a contagious disease, then the child will become infected. So, if you do it, and if you do Mitzvah Dikeh as far as preventing and infection and blood poisoning is concerned, so Mitzvah Dikeh is just as effective. Anyway, the Gemara says here, Hayim Nedu Maisa Kanti. We have been Babylon, we have to be fine. Pshide, we do how we shop say, Sakonu, my detail may hide that. We get 40, commercial. So, why does Rapoke have to tell us just finish? So, we have a portion that if no mistake is made, so it's Sakonu for the teenage. Because if it wouldn't be Babylon Sakonu, it wouldn't be allowed to be done on shop. So that's a highly precious. That it's not an integral part of Milad. I don't know how the Ngei Rabbanim will explain it anymore, I don't know. But you can't convince them. I mean, that's... they are convinced. It's that way. So Gemara says, so what's the chiddush by Rapoke? So Gemara says, Ma'ir teima haidam, mivke poki, komashmo, chabura merda. Chabura merda. Vidumye, so because we could say, without a problem, we could say that he doesn't involve in the Sakon. So maybe it's not important, even if the male doesn't do it, we shouldn't fire it, because it's not important. So then you ask, so how is it that it's done on Shabbos? Because he does, it's Rivka Kotch, it's dead down, it's Rivka Kotch, he doesn't involve any Samuel. Alright, so this is, so Kamashmalon, that is a Sakone, and the male, if he did a Sakone, so now, we say that it's Chabura Me'adah. It's Chabura Me'adah. And the reason is why it's going on Shabbos is because it's satanic. Oh, אבל גם מי למה שאני כיסו את הרעי שבצע אדם, להגיד את זה כמו את זה, היו תלוי מה אם תקרנתו, ומאזרים לי, פשיט אני כל מחר נשאר בצלם, מה הוא תן לדם, נתקד פה כי כל משהו נחבו על מרחה, ואם הבא משום החלושה, לקח לשם, דם לא חשי צריכו לקופה נתקד, ואחר לשתני. Now, again, that is not very strong caution. Again, it's those who shame you say, that חבו לי שחל ומשיתו לפתרוס משומת. So because, why? Because he's makhish the skirchay. But if he's makhish the skirchay, so then, when he's made it, the dam, so he's not interested in being makhish the teenage. So he doesn't involve in lochet reise. Maybe he doesn't involve in lochet reise. So, enoch an ame, if he doesn't involve in lochet reise, so mid reise, he male is allowed to do it on Shabbos, even if he can't be in his second. He's allowed to do it. But with Rabbonon, the Rosh Hashanah group is also there. And so if it hadn't been a Sakone, so then how is it that they are in do it? Bilzies. If it didn't involve a Sakone, so they are should not be allowed with Rabbonon to be made since the dark in Kenisaketu. Because it's not an integral part of the system. And Sakone it is. So how is it that Meirawin are accustomed every time they are now on Shabbos? You know, this mama, so they are meeting the Dam and Kitsa Helki. Because true, it's Meloha Shem Tzimu Lugufo, so it's Kata San Reise, but to Rabon Nitzosa. So what Keter is there for the Meirawin? To be in the Ramitz of Rabon? So maybe it doesn't present any cash. But he says, assume that the more he's saying, mit mechalino ale, shakse, so it means, so Moshe Nadmor is mechalino ale shakse. Mechalino shakse indicates that it's more than right. Because it's more than Rabbanu, the Gemara wouldn't use the expression mechalino shakse. So the Gemara should say, mechalino ale shakse bishvus de Rabbanu. Stam, mechalino shakse has the connotation that it's more than right. But that's not mechash. So in other words, so there is no raya muchachas against that chite, that Chabura is higher than the Talmud was Mishome on the basis of the fact that he is machlish the person. But anyway, so Tesis rejects this chite, that first of all, Tesis says that Chabura is higher than the Talmud was Mishome, but it's Talmud was Mishome not because of the for some other. So why is it? The Yivar Ramatam, the Tzor Adam, Shivim Tzor Tishome, Ke Adam Rane Tesh, Ushneito Mitzot, Shneito Mitzas Nishome, because the blood system represents a basic element in life. So Mele, when he draws out blood, it's considered that removes a portion of life of the organ. Because we Yamun Drake all God with our talk about the painting, you will have a man who should kill us Nishon. So the Gemara says that I'm hating Shabbat. So the Kami says the Atok Halavra Peitze is only Chayev one Chatos. We should be told. But he's not Chayev another Chatos because of Peitze. And the Yudah says he's Chayev two Chatos. One because of Tzor. There's no Machlokes on that. And he's also Chayev another Chatos because Tzie, when he squeezes out the blood, he squeezes out the blood of the Halozin. Halozin, that's that kind of inception, the blood of which is used in dying the root of tzitzis in the trails. That's the halozin. So a contradictory is painting, because it has the blood from the halozin. So So he's hired also because of Dishe. But where is Dishe? Well, we fight. The way one is hired with Dishe, he squeezes out the juice of grapes, the oil of the olives. So here too, he squeezes out the juice, the blood of the halozet. So he's hired with Dishe. And Rabbanon say he's not hired with Dishe, because they say that in Dishe we do a car. So, and halozet is a fish. So it lives in water, so it's not given a cow. If there is a machlokes of shemini, if somebody milks a cow, whether it's high the hatos or it's only from the rabbanon. So some of the shemini say that it's high the hatos if he milks a cow. But on the score of what of dishes. But in dishes we do a cow, so there are many of the shemini who say that the behemoth and animal is also considered to do a cow, not in the sense that it grows on the cow. But it is sustained. How does a behemoth live? Because it eats the vegetables. So maybe it's sustained by karate. Since it's sustained by karate, it has a dream of the karate. And some machines say that milking the cow is only about to water the bone. Some machines say it is about to water the ice, but not ishe, but machi, because it's machi the daddy. But some machines say that it only involves in Wachad Rabbanon. In Wachad Rabbanon of Dishe. Why not in Wachad Eis of Dishe? Because in Dishe I will be doing karate. But the view holds that yes, Dishe, shall we be doing karate? So the melee after Tawad. Is not mischaven to deaden the halos. So maybe it's not high for the shom. So because of the lamin, the talmud also halos are high ones for the shom. Umshani misasi b'sul b'shom. The whole kamin b'shom tvei nichalei. So the reason is why it's not halos is not high to taste it, even though as a result of squeezing out the blood from the halos. So the halos dies. He's not halos b'shom because he's not mischaven to kill. He's only having to squeeze out the blood. Now, the Gemara is a kasha of Meir Rav Shimon Psicheishe Briyomus, and here, as a result of squeezing out the blood from the halozen, so it necessarily entails the death of the halozen. So the Gemara says, Shanoch, the Hamad Nikun Shomet Tvei Nichale, Keicha the Ritzitzin. So there are three pshati in that Gemara, and that's very important for us. Three pshati. The Oruch mentions this Gemara as a Ayin of Psychation or Nichbes Lay is Muta. In other words, that according to the Oruch, when we say that Psychation is considered Mischavim, if I say he chops off the head of the Tzitzit. Why? Because he wants his child to use the head of the Tzitzit as a toy. And if the life will remain, if the head of the Tzitzit will remain alive, so then the child will be afraid to play with that head. The child will enjoy playing with the head of the tzipeya because the tzipeya is not alive anymore. So the male is tzipeya, even though he is not mischaven to kill the tzipeya, he is only mischaven to chop off the head from the tzipeya. So, but it's still considered mischaven because it's a tzipeya. You cannot chop off the head of the tzipeya. And let the tzibra remain alive. So it's considered mischav. So that they are tzibra, because he is named from the fact that the tzibra dies, because the child will not enjoy playing with it if the tzibra wouldn't die. Mashiach came in the case where in Moche is necessarily done, but he is not named. He doesn't care whether the Melochi is done or not. So then the Oruch says, then it's not considered Mishav. So one of the Mekeres for the Oruch Shikhen is with Gemara. The Gemara says, Atzot Halozim Beitz is not high for the Mishav. Even though as a result of squeezing out the blood from the Halozim, so the Halozim must necessarily die. But he's not happy over the fact. He's not interested in the death of the Halozi. Because suppose the Halozi will not die, then it will be more effective as a dying agent. So then the color will be more bright. But he's using it anyway as a dying agent. Because even though the brightness of the color will be reduced to a minimum, but it will still fulfill its function. But he is not learning from the death of the Halozi. On the contrary, he would be much happier if the Halozi wouldn't die. So then the blood would give a brighter appearance, a brighter color. So anyway, we don't apply the aloha of situation. Why? So though reduces from this Gemara, that secretion is considered mishavim only with secretion in Michal. But if it's secretion, the Lich Meslay, it's not considered mishavim. The Nevi Goch says, let's say, suppose you have to wash your hands for a meal, and you are eating on the grass, on the lawn, and it chops. So you cannot pour the water on the grass, because if you pour water on the grass, so that will promote the growth of the grass. So you'll be higher, you'll be doing it more heavily. Because if somebody is much destroying the flowing water in the lawn, so he's higher finishing all the observeria. Because watering the grass promotes growth. So he's higher mission zereya. Now suppose, so that's the case where because one day you want to water the grass. But suppose you want to wash your hands and you are eating on the lawn. So anyway, you pour the water on the lawn. Maybe it will promote growth. So it's a Russian discovery. But it's a situation. It will definitely promote the growth. So the oak says, if it happens to be your lawn, so it's a situation in Halei, because you are married from the fact that the growth of the grass will be promoted. But if you happen to be eating on the lawn of somebody else, so you don't care whether it will. So whether the growth will be promoted or the growth will not be promoted, so it's a special in this way. So you are mutter, you are allowed to pour the water on your hands over the grass. Because you're not just having to promote growth to be Israel. But it will be promoted anyway, but you're not there, it's not your own. So the other chavre, you're allowed to pour the water on your hands over the grass. So one Gemara is the Gemara that Kufale can be out of the day, can be out of the Havre. So, in other words, so that means because of situation is this way, and one Gemara is this one. This one. But he says, in Shabbos, here the Anhed is Chalik, and he says that situation, even if it's Lelich this way, so it's still considered Mishavim, and it's considered Mishavim in the Raise. So, why does the Gemara say that we do not apply the halacha of tzitreishe, because shana halacha is becoming the need in shomet, in nichale, keichal yitzal tzimei, but it's a spirit of tzitreishe. So Jesus explains it on the basis of the halacha shana tzitreishe guf. In other words, if he squeezes out the blood from the halacha, and he's not interested in killing the halacha, even though the death of the halacha occurs anyway, so it's the halacha shana tzitreishe guf. So, and we pass like Rapshine. That's why, with the Tanakame. Tanakame agrees with Rapshine. That's why Tanakame says, Hatzot Chalot Elav David Tzil Chai Elachas. He's not Chai Mishin Tzil Shom. Why is Chai Mishin Tzil Shom? Because of the Lach Hashem Tzil Chai Gupo. Because he's not interested in doing the Chalot Elav. On the contrary, he's very unhappy about it. So we have the whole Shikin, because it's a special difference. And things are shitty because we are shitty all the good. But the situation is not necessarily a big hire. And Rashi is shitty is the third shitty. And Rashi doesn't explain it on the basis of what Rashi is before. Rashi explains it on the basis of the fact that he is very unhappy about the fact that Halozi dies. So where does Rav Shimon say that the situation is higher, that is where it's Lichtus like? But here it's more than the Yichud Israeli, he's unhappy about it. In other words, in some Bishayim, you'll find the expression Lo Yichalei in contrast to the expression Lo Yichud Israeli. But in some Bishayim, use the two expressions interchangeably. Now, according to Rashi, in other words, according to Tenis, So there is no halacha psikhesha lishmas. So if it's a psikhesha, even though he's not named from the halacha, it's still considered mishaven, either halacha. And even if he's unhappy about the halacha, as here, so he's still high. But according to Rav Shimon Salashim, that Rosh and Tzchil Gufo is put there, so in this case, it's Rosh and Tzchil Gufo, he's not interested in developing the Chalotze and killing the Chalotze. According to Rashi, so, secretion in Lichtes Lein is considered as having, but only in Lichtes Lein, if he's indifferent, let's say in the case of someone washing his hands over the lawn of somebody else. So he promotes, he definitely promotes growth, he definitely promotes growth, but he's not meant from it because he doesn't care whether growth of the grass will be promoted or not. It's not his lawn. What does he care about his friend's lawn? Whether it will, he's not such a devoted friend that he should care. So Mimele, according to Oruch, he's not considered Mishaven. According to Rashi, he would be considered Mishaven. Neither is he. Why? Because even if it's not his lawn, so he doesn't care. But he's not unhappy about the fact that the growth of the law of the grass will be promoted. Mashenkin in case where he's not just indifferent, he's unhappy, as in the case where he squeezes out the blood. So that is a detriment to him, because as a result of the death of the halozen, so the brightness of the dye of the color will be reduced to a minimum. But he can't help it. He has to dye it. So it will not be in the maximum way. So it's the best under the circumstances. So that's why Nichter, according to Rashi, secretion in Nichter's way is higher, but secretion in Nichter's way is reluctant and unhappy, then he's put out. Why? Because then it's not in Rashi's Mashavis. So where is it inconsistent with Rashi's Mashavis? If it's Nichter in the sense that he's unhappy, it involves a detriment to him. But if it's lichmas, if it's indifferent, then it is a brachas machshavas. But the whole shiki is true, it's a brachas machshavas. But if it's lichmas, so then tzichreishi is considered a mischavim. Tzichreishi is only considered mischavim only if it's lichmas, if it's nevet. But if it's indifferent, it's not considered mischavim. So we have three shiki. Now, so Tzichreishi says, because you don't want to come for the house, for the place, the house is to be shown, and the house is to be shown, the whole country is to be shown, the free Nicholai, or if you say, after you have gone, how you wish come to us be shown. So this discussion is according to thesis, that according to Ramita, that's the cash of the reed, that the reed raises against Ramita, according to Ramita, the reason is by Chabur is higher because of the Talmud was Rishon. Why Talmud Rishon? Because Adam ran the fish. So even if he doesn't kill the organism, he just injured the organism, he just draws out blood, a little bit of blood he draws out. He's also considered the first Rishon. So the Mele, how can you say that when he squeezes out all the blood from the Halozen, thereby killing the Halozen, he's not higher than the first Rishon. Why is that Mishan? And even though it's a cliche, but he's not interested in killing the Chalazim. So, and this is, according to this is, she says, so it, maybe it's a Lachash and Tzchelubo. It's Lachash and Tzchelubo. So, Bishlei, if the drawing out of the blood by itself without killing the Chalazim, wouldn't constitute the first Shomei, and only the killing constitutes the first Shomei. So we say it's a Lachash and Tzchelubo, because the deadening per se is not interested in killing the Chalazim. But according to Rabbi Tav, even without killing the Chalazim, the mere drawing out of blood, because blood is the basic element in an animal organism, so the drawing out of the blood and the removal of the blood, that in itself constitutes the Chalazim. He's certainly interested in removing the life element from the Chalazim. What's the life element from the Chalazim? The blood. So, that in itself constitutes the Zilus Nishamot. In that kind of the Zilus Nishamot. So he is interested. He's not interested in the Zilus Nishamot of deadening the Chalazim. But he is interested. interested in the Tzilas Nishome that is constituted by the removal of the life element, the life substance of the Halozeh. So the Meila is in Lohat Chul Gufa Tu, very strong kasha. Und ich sehe, ich will halt Gombo, kann ich dann bloß nicht schon mehr, wenn man am Tag, die Dame Chalos, ich erzähle ihm, wie ich mich jetzt noch nicht. Warum sind die Chalos, ich will bloß nicht schon mehr? Weil schon ein Dame, der mich hupe, er koschig mir nicht sass. In other words, just by drawing out the blood, that is necessary, a little bit of blood, so you will not do Chalos, ich will bloß nicht schon mehr. Because that blood that is necessary, just to die to as a dying agent, so that is difficult. But to draw out all the blood, that is Chaburna. Of course, if you draw out all the blood to such an extent that Chalozin dies, that's already Hezishem Chabur. So Mele, you cannot be Chalo and the blood and the removal of the blood from the Chalozin. Because that blood is mitgebracht, it does not have been of Kabura prayer. And so it only, the first Shomim is only constituted by drawing out all the blood. Drawing out all the blood, so there he is considered the first Shomim managed because of killing the Halozeh. Not because of drawing out the blood. Because the drawing out the blood in itself, per se, is mitgebracht. So Mele and Al Shoradan, the Tiv Mechuber, so that is Hashem Nisazik, it is Loh Hashem Tzricha, Loh Hashem Tzricha, alright, we'll leave it.